You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support. This movie review also comes for subscribers at Time Lord level or above, an uncut, unedited, longer video version of the review. Become a subscriber and check it out.
Do you love sci-fi, horror, and fantasy films? Then grab a badge for Otherworlds Film Festival, the country's premier sci-fi film festival. There'll be Q&As, panels, parties, and mixers. Rub elbows with up-and-coming and established filmmakers, as well as like-minded filmgoers. Come celebrate our 7th year, December 3rd through 6th, at the Galaxy Highland in Austin, Texas. Badges are now for sale at OtherworldsFilmFest.com. That's OtherworldsFilmFest.com.
I gotta tell you, I mean, at times in my big stoner days when I was like, hey, have you ever been high and also this at the same time? I definitely saw ghosts more than once. I couldn't tell you the exact formula. I mean, it's kind of lost in the haze of whatever multiple shit we were taking at that time. Sometimes I think it was just too much Diet Coke. But either way, yes, pot is definitely half the formula to letting you have contact with the underworld.
The criminal underworld? Because that's also true.
This movie, Dead, a little New Zealand horror comedy, is about this guy who basically figures out his mom's, or his dad, I guess, is neurological medicine and really good weed, when combined together, form this purple viscous fluid that when he shoots into himself, he can see and talk to and interact with ghosts. Obviously, this is not entirely dissimilar from the premise of The Frighteners, because he kind of goes around from place to place, making money off people, as one would do if one has very little drive and just likes to get high. I have no idea what that's like. But this movie, Dead, explores it in a comedic sense, much like The Frighteners did, but goes in a very different direction. I think we have a lot of strong opinions about this film, despite I think that it not being the type of film one usually feels strong about. But let me introduce you to my co-hosts here. First off, I have Marco.
Hello, everyone.
Luane.
Hey, how's it going?
And Adrian.
Yeah, hey.
I'm not seeing dead people now, so that's an improvement.
Well, that's because you're drinking beer. That is never part of the formula. I don't know why. So for some reason, beer and pot just makes you fall asleep. I learned some interesting stuff about this movie when I looked it up. So it's directed by Hayden J. Wheel, who previously directed a film called Love and Time Travel, or Chronesthesia, depending which country you get it in. Now, check this out. He was one of the writers and main stars of the New Zealand spin-off show Wellington Paranormal. That was a spin-off of Do in the Shadows, okay. Right? Yeah. Which I know most people here have not seen. You can't get it here without having somebody send it to you, basically. And he also was a co-writer on the movie Guns Akimbo with Daniel Radcliffe.
Okay.
Daniel Radcliffe was the star. He served as the stand-in as well on that movie. The other guy who was in that movie as well in a small role was this movie's writer, Thomas Sainsbury. They play the two lead characters in this movie. Sainsbury plays Marbles, the guy who's psychic, and Hayden J. Wheel plays the cop. Okay, so you think cop, stoner, is this going to be a chase thing? No. Wheel plays kind of a hard-ass cop who's not very good at being a hard-ass cop, named Tag, who has died. He has been murdered, and he appears to the hapless, harmless Marbles and is like, hey man, I'm not going to leave you alone until you help me, because you know all those murders that have been happening? Well, here's the thing, I'm the latest one, and I think there's some evidence, and Marbles is like, go away, not interested in helping you. I'm a stoner psychic. We don't do that sort of thing. But of course, there's no movie if he doesn't end up doing this sort of thing. And he's insinuated that maybe there would be some sort of insurance inheritance once he goes to the sister of the cop, who, of course, there ends up being, you know, lovebirds floating in the air around his head.
Somewhat, he
sees her. Yeah. So this is the basic plot of this thing, is they try and decipher what is going on here with a mysterious hooded figure who keeps showing up, and a plot that gets really unnecessarily convoluted in the last half.
Oh, boy, does it.
This is a movie that I jumped on because I just kind of trust New Zealand cinema. And then I realized while I was watching it that I've been so wrong. I don't trust New Zealand cinema. I trust Taika Waititi and the films of Taika Waititi. And they're all hilarious. Yeah, and
just
all
leave
great.
Out Peter Jackson, why don't you? This is much more Peter Jackson than Taika Waititi. This is definitely part of that post-Peter Jackson New Zealand genre filmmaking boom.
Yes.
Other fun fact, Aidan J. Weald, also the stand-in on The Hobbit for Martin Freeman. So he's been on billion-dollar productions and this production, which probably cost $30.
I only bring that up because I went in wanting to like this, and I think there's only a few other movies this year that I've disliked more than this one.
Oh, wow.
Because all right. I didn't find this funny. I was completely bored. I thought at best it would be something like Dead Heat, where it's like, oh,
the one with Joe Piscopo?
Yeah, where it's like, okay, the first half of this is like pretty dumb and kind of bad. But it'll get crazy, hopefully. It'll probably get that, like, that zany kind of 80s garbage type crazy that I love. And this just really didn't for me. This just kind of kept going. It got convoluted. And I just, like, I never laughed. I don't think I laughed a single time throughout this movie.
Kept thinking the casting was backwards. And that is the biggest problem. And they're both known comedy stars.
Right.
In New Zealand, but the guy playing the stoner plays it too down. He's just underreacting to everything. He's never funny. Yeah. And the cop is kind of like playing things a little bit too hyper, maybe. And I kind of would have liked to have seen something where that guy felt like he was more animated and would be more fun as the primary character, the stoner guy. And I could see the cop being a little bit more like take no bullshit type of personality that would have suited better the actor who was playing the stoner. I couldn't stop thinking about it watching the film, how badly this should have been reverse casted.
I was just thinking, like, am I confused about something? Is the stoner guy supposed to be, like, mentally 12 years old? Because it kind of felt like it throughout. Like, he is so inept. The whole movie makes it a point to let you know that he feels like a failure and that he hasn't grown up. To me, that's just way too annoying to watch for 90 minutes.
It's fine to do that kind of role if it's going to be funny, but it's sure. They just put so, he just seemed like he wasn't even interested most of the time.
I think that's part of the issue that I kind of had with this movie is that we've used the phrase horror comedy more than once. It doesn't really deliver much on either of those elements. Like, there are some creepy elements, there's some makeup stuff, but, like, for the most part, it's not really that horror. There's a supernatural element, obviously, we're dealing with dead people. But it's not, for the most part, super horrifying. There's a couple of scenes that are sort of startling. And the comedy is, you don't laugh out loud. You're just like, okay, that was, sure. It's not even like dry humor, like British, because the Kiwi tends to be much more elaborate. I can see, I think, what they were shooting for, but I don't think it hit it in either direction.
And you mentioned a lot of the other influences, you guys, Taika Waititi, Peter Jackson, but I kept thinking about Edgar Wright as being one of the primary influences here, especially the movie Hot Fuzz in the way this is constructed. The difference being Hot Fuzz is genuinely funny all the way through.
Sure.
But this has that same sort of like really overly complex construction and not enough characters to pull it off. We haven't even mentioned, so one of the running gags here is that if you've been a ghost and you stay a ghost long enough, you basically start to rot like a zombie. You get stupider, you start to look like a zombie. It kind of, to us, with the way that like Never the Twain Shall Meet with those two particular monsters, it's kind of confusing.
There's different things that I can't even go into lest I spoil the picture, but suffice it to say, they never really are consistent with the rules of how ghosts in this world work. For example, they need to climb walls. I'm like, you're fucking ghosts. Just go through it.
Right.
Come on. Why are we making a gag about the ghost having to climb a wall? I mean, that could be funny.
That's budget.
Chris took the words out of my mouth when he said Edgar Wright. The whole time I was watching this movie, I kept thinking how much better this would be with Simon Pegg and Nick Frost directed and written by Edgar Wright.
Because it's not a terrible idea.
No.
There's some clever stuff in here in the concept. There's just never anything clever in the execution.
So we were supposed to review this yesterday, and I almost really hope you guys would have. I couldn't make it for reasons. And mainly because I just
don't... He was communing with the dead.
Are entirely dissimilar from some of the reasons in this film.
I think Marco called it method criticism.
Method
like
criticism,
that.
Yes.
You were just trying to communicate with the dead.
Yeah, but mainly because I don't want to just shit on this movie, but I also truly don't have anything positive to say about it. Other than I'm glad it was 90 minutes, because I don't know if I could have stood this for 30 minutes more. The concept is good. I even stopped watching the trailer because I thought I'm already hooked, and it does absolutely nothing with it. Maybe this was supposed to be a pilot.
Everything about it said this feels like something that was originally conceived of as a season of a television show, even like New Zealand style, 6 or 8 episodes. I'm glad it wasn't, and that we didn't have to watch that, because if they can't make it funny in 90 minutes, I don't think they could have done it in 5 or 6 hours. The real problem here is often I'll be much more forgiving of something that's clearly super low budgeted from some first timers that are at least really giving it their all and trying, even if they kind of, you know, it's hit and miss. This isn't even hit and miss. It kind of feels there's a lack of energy here going through this whole thing that annoys you more and more as it goes along, because there is so much potential with what they've got. They've clearly got an okay budget. Nothing in here you go, oh, that looks terrible. But they're not really stretching that far either. The actors, you can tell, are not terrible actors, but they look like they're just not trying that hard. I've never seen a production that I would normally say I was more sure everyone on it was uncomfortably high when they were making it, except just from the way it's written, you can tell these guys probably don't get high.
Yeah, and here's the other thing with stoner comedy, or just stoner movies in general, but comedy in particular. I get that thing where, like, dude, yeah, we're going to sit around, we're going to get high and watch a movie and laugh. What happens when the pot wears off? The movie still has to work. So that's the key. The stoner comedy should be funny even if you're not stoned. This seems like a stoner movie, but you guys seem too square to actually get high. But you're also counting on me being high to find your jokes funny, but they aren't.
It's true. We did not want to let Dave in. We just lied and said to him, Dave's not here when we watch this movie. Let's go to final thoughts. Marco, why don't you continue on and elucidate your final conclusions about Dead?
It's not worth watching. It's a genial little comedy, and it occasionally goes into some weird squicky territory, but it doesn't have the guts to follow it. This would have been a much more clever exploitation of a genre if done by someone like Edgar Wright, or if it had been done by Peter Jackson. You would have had somebody who could have taken those uncomfortable moments and found the black humor in it. This just feels so good-natured. It's like a puppy that just wants you to like it. But just because, hey, look, I made a movie. Shouldn't you like this? No, I don't have to like it. It's a shame, because obviously they're talented guys. They sound like they're very busy. Maybe they made this on a weekend between other better projects. I don't know. Everything about this just feels lazily executed. I have to give it 4 out of 10 purple glowing vials of weird shit I jam into my system.
Everyone here is like, fuck. Now what am I going to use?
That's the only memorable image from the movie.
It's true.
All the purple. Yeah.
They do make good use of purple, the color purple, which is also a better movie. Maybe even funnier than this one.
Maybe so.
Ouch.
I'm not going to explore that thought, but I am going to ask LeWayne what his final thoughts are.
It's never a good sign when a movie reminds you of all of the other things that it came from. If I spend all the time going, oh, that reminds me of this, oh, that reminds me of this, and I'm not ever engaged enough to go along with this particular story, it just doesn't work out. It's a shame. I really wanted to like this. Everybody involved seems like they're decent people, and I keep seeing comments about how funny they normally are. So maybe this is just one of those things that didn't really hit this time. It felt like all of the other stuff that we talked about, you know, this should have been my thing. It just missed. It's mostly harmless, though. I mean, you're not going to hate it, but it's not going to...
You're
not going to be talking about it later. Well, okay, Adrian.
Other than Adrian.
But, you know, it's mostly inoffensive. There's nothing really outrageous about it. It's kind of in the middle. say 2.5 out of 5 pairs of pink boxer briefs.
Adrian, well, let's hear about the depths of your hatred and your final thoughts.
I like to give movies like this a chance. I like to be easy on certain horror movies. But man, comedy, if you fuck it up, I think you fuck it up. And I think this movie fucked it up because it was just not in the slightest bit funny. I was so bored while watching this that I started to notice technical aspects of it that I usually won't. Like, for instance, this movie has some of the worst ADR I've ever seen in a movie, to the point where everything that's not on screen that's said sounds like they did it maybe months later by possibly a different character. It was laughably bad. I don't know what they were going for. I'm sure that this team can do something good, but this ain't it. Go watch What We Do in the Shadows. I give this one edible that will make you forget all about this out of 5.
First off, if you've never seen What We Do in the Shadows, either the movie or the TV show, why are you even sitting here? Go watch that. That's the funniest thing happening like anywhere in the world right now, and you should be absorbing and loving it, because God knows I do. Second, this movie is kind of the equivalent of like when you hear the base description, you're like, oh yeah? Okay. And it's kind of the equivalent of when your buddy's trying to hook you up with like a girl he knows and you're like telling you some cool things about her. And then you go, so like, is she hot? And he goes, man, she's so nice. And you're like, you should know right then something
she's
is wrong.
She's pretty in the face.
Something is wrong.
She's got a nice eye.
So this movie is nice, but not pretty. It is not fun. A 90 minutes. It's light and frothy. It's got a lot of good ideas on paper, and none of them work out. Dude, there's literally a sequence that should be a riot in the end of this that involves people like running in and out of other people's bodies. It should be so funny. It's a great setup, and it just never is. I'm staring at it in disbelief going, how are you managing to avoid making this be kick-ass? But somehow they did. I did not care for this. As y'all said, it is like a puppy. You can't kick it. You don't want to kick it. But you also don't want it drooling all over you either. Get away from me, puppy. You bother me. I'm going to W.C. Fields this motherfucker. I'm going to give this 3 out of 10 way better supernatural horror comedies that are out there. Man, there was one that just came out this year, and I'm blanking on the name of it, that had one of the Saturday Night Live guys from it, Will Forte. That was
I know,
really...
that was exactly what I was thinking. The one from Ireland, but I cannot remember. Also about a woman who talks to the dead, and people hire her, and then that leads into a mystery adventure type thing. Not a great movie, better than this one. I wish I could remember the name of it.
Pretty darn good movie, not a great movie, but it's Shaun of the Dead compared to this.
Yeah.
Also, for anybody who heard my recommendation earlier, go see Dead Heat. It'll just go in blind and be like, I don't know what the fuck that was, but that one thing was cool.
I don't know if that counts as a deep cut.
I don't know if I could go with you on that one, but yeah, sure. If you want to never remove some of those images from your brain ever again, then by all means.